Thank you, Chris, in your inimitable style with a little history. Now we move on to the formal part of the meeting. We are now taking questions on any remarks I made and those of Chris. This year we are pleased to be able to demonstrate to you computer's new meeting technology. It is also to be used for voting on the resolutions to be considered at this meeting, which you will see shortly. The keypads allow you to indicate electronically that you wish to ask a question. If you wish to ask a question, simply press the blue button on your handset. You only need to press the button once. This will place you in a queue. If you wish to leave the queue at any time, simply press the blue button again. If your name is called, you may ask your question. Your handset includes a microphone, and it will tell you when it is ready for you to ask a question. When asking your question, I'd be grateful if you could stand, state your name, state whether you are a shareholder or a proxy holder, and speak clearly. Now, are there any questions? Are there any questions, please? Mr. Maxwell Forbes. Mr. Maxwell Forbes?
Not me.
No. Oh, dear. We move to the next one. Australian Shareholders Association.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Richard Giles, my name, representing the Australian Shareholders Association. The traditional role of a board includes, as its primary function, oversight of the company's management. I can imagine that's a very difficult role in this company, given what we recently heard. But with the change to an executive chairman, it will become clearly more difficult. And I wonder if the board has in mind any,
if you can speak into that question.
Any countervailing measures in accordance with ASX guidelines to increase the role of the independent directors following the change to the executive chairman? Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Well, obviously, Richard, we did give serious consideration to this in making the change, but because Computershare is an unusual company in many respects, and it seemed to us that it was inappropriate to change the way in which we've operated for the last number of years. And it was appropriate that Chris should move to executive chairman. We still have a number of non-executive directors. We are seeking to expand that in due course with the right people so that there is a balance that your organisation may seem appropriate. But we do have some excellent non-executive directors, two of which can't be here today, and as Chris had outlined, they do provide us with excellent contributions and strategic direction in regard to expansion opportunities. So when you look at the balance across the board, we have tended to focus on performance rather than on governance. Governance, we believe, because of the nature of the people involved, is well taken care of. Mr. Robert Strickland. Bob?
Thank you, Mr. Murdoch, and congratulations to Computershare for an excellent year. I'm also here from the Shareholders Association, but also in my own right, so I'm proud to be here on both accounts. Congratulations also for producing an excellent annual report, and for the attention given to disclosure, governance and corporate responsibility. Returning to the remuneration report, which we'll be voting on shortly, page 34 of the annual report talks about the relationship between remuneration of key executives and the group's performance. And, Mr. Chairman, you already covered the point about the deferred long-term incentive plan. Now, I think that the footnote on page 34 to that report is very helpful because it explains that the remuneration of key executives has increased by 25% if you exclude the potential cost of those performance-based share rights, which may in fact never eventuate. They haven't been vested those rights to the executives yet, and it depends on whether your predictions of 35% plus growth come true for the next 4 years or so. So there's probably the 25% is the more relevant figure, I'd suggest. And it also states in the footnote that the average growth in executive remuneration over the past 5 years has only been 10%. That's well below the earnings per share. And I think that's another thing to be congratulated on, and particularly in this climate that we're seeing elsewhere, where the executives are getting substantially more than 10% and substantially more than their earnings per share often. Thank you.
Okay. Would you like me to respond to that? I don't believe there was a question there, but more a statement. Thank you, Bob. Mr. Ralph York.
Mr. Chairman, sitting down here quietly.
Oh, sorry. I wonder could you stand so I can...
well, just to admire my beauty, no doubt. I'm a long-term investor.
Speaking to the...
Into the microphone. Oh, right. I knew there'd be a trick of listening. As a fairly long-term investor, about 5 years, I have seen vast changes with the company, and this is the first AGM I've been to. And if I had known Chris Morris was going to speak so eloquently, I would have come earlier. But just briefly, it's good that the company is now pausing, even temporary, in their takeovers, because so many companies, I won't mention names, have gone overseas, expanded at huge rates and is now paying the penalty for overcapitalisation. So at least you're doing, appear to be doing the right thing there. Earnings per share is increasing, unfortunately not so much in return to dividends because we don't get any imputation, and we are relying on a higher payout ratio to compensate for that unless the company starts paying partly franked dividends. But all in all, the company is to be congratulated. It's a very friendly company, as long as you're not a creditor. And I think finally, the only thing I could criticise is the telephone system. This is a high-tech company. If anybody rang recently, I rang on October the 30th about Alinta, about an amalgamation of some shares. It took me 25 minutes to get onto an operator. You've got a key in the first six levers, and then you have 200 choices. Sorry, I'm exaggerating, 187 choices to make, and you finally get onto somebody. Even to change from a unit 4 to 4- takes another 20 minutes, and you find you can't do it. You then speak to a team leader, and tells you the next 20 minutes that he can do it, but he will require you to sign a series of forms, which I've just recently got. I think it's a minor criticism, but it's a major one. Australian Unity answered a phone in 30 seconds, not 25 minutes. And it's something I think the directors should make an outside call to the company, and I'm even prepared to pay the 50 cents. Don't bring a direct line. Try and get through the switchboard. It'll fill in your lunch hour. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. We'll take them on board. Mr. Roger Randall.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm wanting to address the position of Chris Morris, and in doing so, I would like to reflect back quite some distance in time. In 1986, I very proudly bought 8,000 shareholders to Computershare. I now note that we have more companies than we bought shareholders to Computershare. And that just witnesses the growth that's taken place in the last 20-odd years. That growth has been directly attributable to many people, but most particularly to Chris Morris. generally when a CEO leaves an organisation, he leaves the board and vanishes off into the blue yonder. I think it would be very unwise if that were to happen to Computershare, and I'd like to endorse the board's appointment of Chris as executive chairman. We will then have access to his knowledge, the benefit of all his experience. We may get some of his wisdom and wit at the annual general meetings, but most importantly, we won't lose him by that appointment. Congratulations, Chairman.
Thank you, Roger. The board clearly shares your view about Mr. Morris. No further questions?